This is an exclusive Apple Vis iOS 8 demonstration.
Hello everyone, I'm Steve Sawson, and in the following demonstration I'd like to show you direct touch typing, which is a new feature introduced in iOS 8. There is some confusion around direct touch typing and how it differs from some of the other input methods which have been available on VoiceOver for quite some time. So let me go ahead and talk about that first, and then we'll, of course, get into the demo. So, if we use our rotor, we're assuming we have input method selected in the rotor within your VoiceOver settings, you have an option
typing mode
called typing mode, and you have these modes.
Standard typing.
Standard typing is what was originally on the iPhone, and basically it requires you to either double tap on each letter or do what's called a split tap, whereby you find the letter you want with one finger and then use a second finger to essentially okay or approve that particular character. Many people still use this method and find it to be incredibly reliable, which of course it is. So let's look at some of the others.
Touch typing.
Touch typing allows you to find the letter with your finger, and then when you raise your finger off of the screen, that letter is accepted. So you explore the keyboard with your finger, you find the letter that you want, and when you raise your finger, that character is then entered. This is the newer method, which has been around for a couple of iOS versions. And then finally we get to the new one, the one we're going to talk about today.
Direct touch typing.
Direct touch typing. It's 12:30 p.m. according to my sharp talking time, too, over there. Anyway, direct touch typing essentially is the reverse of touch typing. When you tap a letter, it is immediately entered, and so you don't really have much opportunity to mess up. As soon as you touch it, it works. One group of people for which this might be especially helpful are low vision folks who are able to see the keyboard and might use VoiceOver for reading and other feedback. They can see the characters and so know that they are in fact hitting the correct character. For that group of folks, using split typing and or the touch typing might prove less efficient. Using direct touch typing, as soon as they tap the letter is entered. Essentially, this makes the keyboard work the same way that it does for non-voiceover users. As soon as the character is tapped, it's entered. So, how do we use this with speech? Well, as I mentioned, there's little room for error, so you need to learn where the characters are on the screen, and this does take quite a bit of getting used to. It's something that, although I've worked with for quite a while now, I still have not perfected. I make plenty of mistakes, and I have to hit delete plenty of times, and of course, one might ask, how is this then efficient if you're constantly correcting yourself? Well, fortunately, for people like me, iOS has something called autocorrect, and autocorrect is a feature that traditionally I've had disabled because I don't like it second-guessing what I'm trying to type. However, in conjunction with direct touch typing, autocorrect is a godsend because what it does is it looks at what you've typed and it guesses words that are close to what you typed, which in many cases, not all, but in many, is actually the correct word. So let's take the word this, for example. If I'm slightly off with my positioning of the characters and I type T-J-U-A, instead of T-H-I-S, autocorrect will guess this, because this is actually close to T-J-U-A, T-H-I-S, are characters that are close to the ones that I actually hit. So what happens is, I might be a little off, and I type T-J-U-A. However, autocorrect knows that I meant to type this, and so when I hit space, it actually corrects it to the word that I wanted. Now, in cases where it incorrectly guessed a word, of course, I can still edit. One thing to note is that if you use direct touch typing, you can use the split tap method. So, if you want to be really sure you're entering characters correctly, and you're not quite sure where those are yet, or you're still in the learning phase, you can locate the letter on the screen and don't lift your finger, but then tap with another finger, and that character will be entered. Another thing you can do is you can locate the character on the screen with your finger, and then quickly lift your finger and tap it. Since you've located the character on the screen, you'll know that you're tapping on the right place. And since it requires a tap to enter the character, raising your finger after exploration doesn't actually give you a duplicate character. So it takes a little bit of playing around, but you can type pretty quickly with it, and you also can use your split tap method if you prefer, or if you prefer exploration, you can find the character on the screen quickly, raise and lower your finger right over the spot where that character is, and you'll be sure to enter the correct character. Autocorrect, as I mentioned, is a godsend, and I enabled it. The other thing that I feel a lot of folks might find useful is having typing echo set to characters. I don't have this set, But if you're beginning and you just want to sort of figure things out, having VoiceOver read each character as you type it might help to orient you to exactly where the characters are on the screen. So, enough babbling from me. Let's go ahead and test this. Now, I'm holding the phone in one hand, I'm wearing a headset, and I'm trying to hold the phone over the microphone so you can actually hear what's going on. And so, as everything is not straight, things will undoubtedly go awry in this demo, but let's go ahead and try it anyway. So, I'm in the Drafts app, which is the app I use for a lot of my writing in iOS, and I'm just going to hit delete just to make sure that there's nothing there. And let's go ahead and type, this is a test.
This is a test.
As you can see, that was pretty quick. As I hit each character, you hear the little clicky sound to indicate that I've tapped a character. Now, since I have characters off, we don't know what characters I actually hit. What we do know, though, is that when I hit space, even if those were the wrong characters, autocorrect fixed it. And that's all that matters to me, is that it was fixed. So, let's go ahead and keep typing.
Capital I. Will. Demons. 7 off. Demonstrate. 8.
Now, I typed demonstrate there, and it was trying to guess as I was typing. Demonstrate is, of course, a lengthier word, so I typed D-E-M-O-N, and it started guessing what I was typing, and then as soon as I heard demonstrate, it guessing the right word, I hit space. I didn't type the complete word. Let's demonstrate that demonstrate again. So I'm going to try to type demonstrate. D-E-M-O-N.
Demo. Demon.
Demon. S.
Demons.
T.
Demonstrate.
And then as soon as I hit the T, it said demonstrate, so I'm going to hit space.
Rate.
And it entered rate. That's what VoiceOver says because it completed my word demonstrate. So as soon as you hear the correct word, you don't have to keep trying to type it. You can just hit space and it'll continue on its merry way. Again, another good reason to have autocorrect on. So how this works.
How. This. So. Works.
So, it was guessing works. I kept typing, which probably annoyed autocorrect, but it'll forgive me. And, of course, I finished it, although I could have hit space and probably saved, 1.5 seconds there? So, as you can hear, typing is pretty efficient. It does take a little bit of getting used to, and it does take a lot of practice, because you really do need to learn where those characters are on the screen. Now, again, I'm typing with one hand. If I were using this in landscape mode, or on a larger, say, iPhone 6 Plus, or iPad, my results might be even better because I could use two hands, or I might have it on a table where I could align myself better with the corners of the device versus holding it in the air trying to make this all work. Direct touch typing, like I say, is an input method. It's part of the
typing mode
part of your rotor. So if you enable that in VoiceOver settings, you can play around with it. The nice thing is, since it is a rotor control, if you find it to be frustrating, you can change it very quickly to one of the more classic
touch typing
or
standard typing
methods as needed. One other final note is that there are a couple places where direct touch typing doesn't work like you would think. One of the main ones is the lock screen. When you're entering your passcode, if you don't have a fingerprint sensor, you have to use split tap to enter characters there. I don't know why it doesn't work there, but it doesn't, and there's a couple of random places where direct touch typing doesn't seem to work. If you find yourself in one of those places, you'll know because you'll be tapping away and nothing will be happening, and all you need to do at that point is either use split tap typing to enter whatever it is you're entering, or you can, of course, change through your rotor setting and choose another method. If you are trying to enter something like a password where autocorrect isn't going to save you, one thing I find to be very helpful is I use split tap. So if I'm entering passwords or say a Twitter name, something like that, that autocorrect just is not going to have any chance at all of guessing, then I quickly revert to split tap. I don't change my input method to split tap. I keep it with direct touch typing. I just pretend that I'm acting as if it's a split tap. So I find the character with one finger, tap somewhere else on the screen with another, and I get that character entered. I hope you've enjoyed this demo. I've tried to describe it as best I can, but I'm certainly happy to take any questions anyone has. If I can help with it, as everyone else is, I'm still learning as I go, but I'm excited about it. I think it's great to have this as an option. I think it's something that is a great boost to efficiency, or at least has the potential to be. I can be reached on Twitter at Steve of Maine, like the state, Steve of M-A-I-N-E, you can email me at steve@sawson.com. That's Steve at S-A-W-C as in cat, Z as in zebra, Y as in yellow, and like November.com. Or if you're listening to this directly from my blog, you can, of course, comment right on this post. Thanks again for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.